Le'Veon Bell, Pittsburgh Steelers running back. My favorite running back. You know, I'm a Steelers fan or whatever. But yeah, this nigga, he being dumb, man. It's just really nothing else you can say about it. I mean, dude is like, you know, the top back to me. Like last year, I was like, I had him above Todd Gurley and above, you know, that he's way above Zeke to me. But you know, it's different. You know, I bang with Zeke. I'm a Ohio State Buckeye fan and for college, so man, I've been rooting for Zeke for years. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, $14 million. $14.5 million. Where the hell do you think you're gonna make that back up, bruh? Like, even if a nigga signs you to a max deal, which is not gonna happen, you just was off football for a whole year without an injury, you know, making rap shit. And I watched a clip and he was basically saying how people just don't want to hear rap because he the NFL's best running back. He even kept saying that, the NFL's best running back. Do you think the NFL's best anything would sit out a whole season and do that to their fans? Like, that's some fucked up shit. Like, what you did, nobody would ever do that. And I'm sorry, but it's going to have everybody hoping that you get injured or something. Everybody going to be hoping that you get injured. And I don't even know how this shit about to play out, man, because $14 million, bro, you a young black man that's 20, like, you 26 years old. Like, you need to stop focusing on that fucking rap, for real. You know what I'm saying? Rap don't pay nowhere near $14.5 million. Nigga, you ain't gonna make it to no damn Jay-Z. You already 26, 27 years old. So you're not about to, like, that's already on the downside of the age to making it rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? The only reason why the little bit of rap that you dropping that's gonna do what it do is because what I always tell you about all these artists, you got the following. If you have a huge following, you're gonna do numbers. Not because of your talent. I listened to a couple of the songs that he was making, and they kind of sounded all right, but the shit is gonna be corny, bro. Like, the shit is gonna be corny, and you gonna try. I can see now the way he. If you go to his Instagram, he got a video up that he trying to basically justify it and let people know that he know that. He trying to let you know that he know that people going to be hating on him because he's a running back that's rapping. And in his words, his own words, the best running back in the league is rapping. So if I drop an EP, nigga, why should you want to drop a fucking EP? Like, you're not going to, I don't give a fuck how good that EP is. You're not making that much money off that shit. You see how many motherfuckers, you see these motherfuckers out here trying to kill themselves, literally risking their own lives. People literally risking their own lives to try to do this hip-hop shit. They risking their own fucking lives. Like, to try to keep themselves relevant in the media. You know what I'm saying? So that they can push a fucking rap career. This is not easy. Like, you don't get in the rap game and make a whole bunch of money. For him to get in the rap game and make any money, it's gonna take a whole lot of money of his own to make that shit work. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take a whole lot of money of his own. Before that shit is gonna work, it's gonna take a whole lot of money of his own, bro. I promise you, man. Because that's just how the rap shit is. Like my rap, my career in music. Like, I can, if I want to turn it up and get my fans to appreciate and like and what's new? I gotta do a whole bunch. I gotta spend a whole bunch of money on promo. I gotta try to look, you know, we're nice and clean. Like, he halfway there, but that somebody gonna want to sign you, or and even if you get signed, shit, nigga, you might as well go on back to the NFL, because everybody that gets signed from this rap shit is in problems. Every single person, there's nobody out here that has not had single problems with their label shit. Some may have not voiced it, but that label shit is dumb. Like, it's a proven fact that it's dumb. Like, they put you in situations where, you know, you can't drop unless unless this is done, or you got to do a certain amount of albums. It's just dumb. Everybody knows it, bro. Like, you in the best way. Like, nigga, if you in the hood and they say, "What you want to play, football or rap? Which one you gonna take?" Nigga, 90% of the motherfuckers is nowadays gonna take the football, cause they know, like, this shit ain't all worked up to be. Why the hell you think Offset still selling drugs? Cause them niggas ain't making enough money. They not making enough money off that shit, man. They not making enough money. They make enough to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? If they make enough to be comfortable. You know, if you gonna relax. Like, look at Flocka. He like, oh, one minute he wants squash to beef with Gucci. Then the next report comes out, oh, he's retired from rap. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not enough money. He probably, if you take away the money that he made, like, overseas doing them shows with, you know, with that other DJ, shit, you may not even know. He may not even have the money that people think he has. You know what I'm saying? He may not even have that money no more, because, like, you make a lot of money with them shows. And every one of them shows was packed. You know what I'm saying? Playing old shit, though. Playing old Flocka. You know what I'm saying? So none of the new shit was really selling with that shit. He dropped the album. Album sounded pretty good. It was like, it sounded like he was, you know, trying to get back to the old flock. And that's what it is. Like, motherfuckers want the same. They want to hear the same thing they heard from you when you started. And that's how they feel. Oh shit, he going hard. You know what I'm saying? But if they ain't hearing that, then, you know what I'm saying? Then they, oh, you fell off. You know, and that's what the flock is saying. Like, this rap shit is very hard, bro. Like, you might, that style of rapping that you, like, that you doing, that shit may, like, if for real, you're not even making, Le'Veon Bell, he doesn't even make catchy songs. Like, you rapping about football and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody want to hear that shit, man. I'm sorry, but nobody really want to hear that shit. That's why motherfuckers telling you to come. Like, music is a thing of now where a motherfucker got to be fucking with you for real before they listen to you for real. That's why I always tell the younger artists, you know, do vlogs, do interviews, do, you know, let people get to know you as a person. As a person, everything about Le'Veon Bell is ugly right now. It really is. Everything about him is ugly. Like, you turn down $14.5 million to play for a team that with the exception of you, maybe ready for the Super Bowl, you would do that to the fans and the, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Like, that's, come on, bro. Like, you still forgetting about the weed, you got caught with weed a few times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, organization gave you chances and shit. And then, you know, I understand. I feel like he deserved his money, but it's like, come on, man. Like now, it's better ways that you could have handled this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's better ways that you could have handled. Like, you could have at least showed up and played a half a season or something just to help niggas get that ring. Then got the ring, and like, at least, nigga, a ring is good for you too. You know, when we win a ring, you get one too. So that'd have been sweet. Like, a Super Bowl champion running back that only came and played 8 games to help the team get to the Super Bowl. That's a better look. That's a better look, man. That's a better look. Like, he fucked that money up, man. But, like I said, I try not to speak on it and shit. You know, that's my dog. I was praying for him, the nigga, to come back. But now I guess it's inedible now because he missed the Tuesday. And then it's crazy, like you see motherfuckers making jokes and shit online about him and the situation, like funny ass jokes that'll be hurtful for, you know, Steeler fans, or you know what I'm saying? And it's like you look on the joke, you see his comment. He commented on the shit with the crying emojis, like it's a fucking joke, man. Like it's so many people. Even like I know one thing. The boys in Pittsburgh, they ain't fucking with your ass on the rap shit. So, ain't nobody gonna be, niggas gonna be playing with you, man. They gonna be trying to hear that shit, man. I guarantee you, a year or two into this rap shit as a full-fledged rapper, that nigga gonna be ready to quit. You can get way more shit being Le'Veon Bell, the running back for the Steelers, than being a motherfucking rapper, bro. I'm telling you. I told you, Draymond Green, I told you that was some, he fucked up, man. I could tell you from the video, that's why I say go watch the video, you can see, if you, hopefully you found the one that I found. I could tell that he was saying some wild ass shit. I remember I kept saying, I was like, ain't no way. Now this is a part. This is segment two of the KD Draymond Green situation. This is segment two, so you might have to go back and check segment one. Now I shot segment one immediately after I seen what happened. I came on and I said what I said, and God damn, it was almost like I was 100% right, correct from what the, you know what I'm saying? Well, from what I had gathered. It's crazy. I'm telling you, I need to get me one of them Stephen A. Smith suits. And get on TV, man. FS1 need to come get me. But, like I said, Draymond Green, I told you, he was saying some wild, nasty shit. Like, what could he have been saying other than, nigga, we got halftime to play. The game ain't even over. What could he possibly have been saying, you know what I'm saying, that, like, he been, like, from what they saying, the nigga repeatedly kept calling him a bitch. That's in front of everybody on the team. That's in front of everybody. That's some fucked up shit. Then they said he brought up the nigga free agency shit. Like, I'm assuming in the manner of, nigga, you ain't even committed to being here, motherfucker. Wow. That's where you gonna take it? That's where you gonna take it in the middle of, at the end of a halftime game? That's where you gonna take it, man? What I tell y'all, man, that man is trying to get that Super Max. You know what I'm saying? He trying to get that Super Max. That's all that's on his mind. All the other shit, man, is, they already know, like I said, they know that can't nobody fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he going all around, trying so hard, doing all that wild shit he doing. Now, I agree with some of the reporters. They were saying that, but once again, I was right. I said the clapping of the hands, when a person clap their hands at you on the court, like real, real hard, like, give me the ball. You know what I'm saying? Some people... If you paid attention, I said the person that has the ball, they're gonna feel like, damn, shit, nigga, I know how to play basketball too, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna want to hear that shit. So he clapped his hands hard, like he was motherfucking a backup point guard or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, give me the ball. But he earned the right. He earned the right, man. The man has two. You didn't win a finals MVP, motherfucker. You didn't win it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't win it. You didn't even win it the year that y'all won it without him. Even the daughter got that motherfucker. So you ain't the person that need to be, you know what I'm saying, having that say so. Now it's a regular season game, okay, woo woo. And like I said, what Kevin Durant did was not wrong. That's a part of his narrative. His narrative is the look the other way, let shit slide. Now, mind you, everything is going to get back, you know, in a couple weeks. They're going to be dapping each other up and, I love him. That's my bro. But I don't know, though, man, because and Kevin Durant's interview was kind of interesting. Like, they asked him, they said, have you and Draymond been able to patch everything up? And he said, no, straight up. Now, I know damn well you got that nigga phone number. So you mean to tell me y'all niggas ain't even called each other? Now they all in between back-to-back games. But you mean to tell me you couldn't call that nigga? You know what I'm saying? You couldn't. Y'all ain't even had the chance to pick up the phone and talk to each other. That's how you know this shit is deep. If you gonna keep, like, you call a nigga a bitch one time. And like I said, if you watch the video and you process it in your mind, what Draymond Green was saying, it'll let you know, like, you can understand exactly when he was saying the shit he was saying, like you could tell, because KD, I didn't even know the way the camera's set up. You wouldn't even know that Draymond Green is talking to him. It looked like KD is talking to maybe a coach, the way his head is bobbing. But what that was, as I told you, Kevin Durant is a passive-aggressive person. So what that was him basically sitting there like, well, okay. Like, I guess the first time when he called him a bitch, he laughed. KD laughed. He kind of he kind of smirked a little bit, like... Okay, true, okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said I know exactly what was going through Kevin Durant's mind. Like, he a passive-aggressive nigga, but one thing about us, and a passive-aggressive nigga, you, like, if you already know that I'm not no rah-rah, strong, aggressive ass, what's up, nigga, like, And you gonna take it there with me? Like, you gonna get to cussing me out and calling me a bitch and like, nigga, you a bitch. And then they said that, Kevin Durant was basically like, hey, look, man, look, bro, like, we got a game to win. It's overtime. The game not over. And they said he was basically like, man, fuck that. What's up? Like, really trying to, you know what I'm saying? And that explains what I was telling you about when Kevin Durant got up and he was like, man, I don't know what he talking about. I don't know what he talking about. You know, I'm trying to play basketball. That's the passive aggressive way of saying, like, I fuck with you. I don't want to fight you. I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But you touch me, it's gonna be on. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I think. That shit was fucked up, man. Like, that shit is over with. Like, that shit is done. Like, you know, it's gonna get better because KD is a soft person. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? That's why he, you know, have all the attitude and the conflicts and all that kind of shit. That's why he goes through that shit, because he's kind of like an emotional person. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that fights back, emotional person, when you're telling them and after they've done some emotional shit, is an emotional person. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Kevin Durant is an emotional person. This shit scarred him, because now, for one, you can't take back all them bitches that he called them out there. You can't take back the point that you said, fuck basketball, like, what's up? You don't need to play with nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? This NBA basketball, this ain't even no, like, you, like, that should make you look like a complete coward. Because you trying to worry about basketball, and this nigga up here talking about some fighting shit. So regardless of what, the rest of them niggas around him, they gonna automatically look at Kevin Durant. If he say something to them or get him adjusted, they gonna be looking at him like, man, this bitch ass nigga, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's gonna. I'm sorry to say it, but that's how it's gonna be. Like, bruh. Fuck you, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you could tell us. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's how it is with men. Like, you know, you At the end of the day, if a nigga get bitched, a nigga get bitched. Even if the person is in the dead wrong, or even if the person is in a dead wrong, motherfuckers will still look at you for a while and be like, this nigga job soft though. That nigga, he job went on your ass. You know what I'm saying? That's just how motherfuckers think. You know what I'm saying? And then like I said, KD and them, they probably feeling like, damn, cuz, like, this is completely off the topic, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the one thing about that haunts Kevin Durant is what people think about him. And he just ruined that, man. Like, I'm pretty sure that he probably says a whole lot of other shit, you know what I'm saying, the Kevin Durant. But trust and believe, it wouldn't have went. You could tell that this was a lot. You know what I'm saying? This was a lot. Like the shit that was said here was not something that it didn't go this far yet. You know what I'm saying? For them to suspend him one game for some shit that he was saying to a teammate. Because they know that shit is over with. You done brought up the man free agency shit. Oh, he gone for real now. He gone for real. That's his favorite word. I'm just trying to play basketball. He gone now, man. Oh, and they got Draymond Green. They got Draymond Green to thank for it.
I don't think it was that. KD, for how he handles his impending free agency. An anonymous Warriors player told The Athletic, quote, with what was said, there is already no way Durant is coming back. Let's take a listen to what KD said after last night's win.
Did he cry?
Now, did you hear what she just said? She said, from an anonymous player, there is no way KD's coming back. And you know what type of shit is that? That'll make a person do that? If you gonna say some shit like, shit, nigga, this my team, I run this shit, or I called you here, I'm a star too, this my motherfucking shit, you gone. That's just like if a nigga over your house, and then you know what? If he called, they said he kept calling them bitches. If he was calling them a bitch, as in the way of Westbrooking them was, like basically you're a bitch for coming here. Hopefully he was just saying, like, nigga, you a bitch, as in like your character, you are Kevin Durant, you're a bitch. If he was saying he was a bitch in that fashion, oh shit, he gone. He is gone. If you saying that about the basketball, hey, let's just hope that he said that, because now you gonna see Kevin Durant lead that motherfucker. But like I said, they got a long season to go. They got a long, like, I was wished that this would have happened, like, at the playoffs or something. And then they went into the offseason. That nigga Durant will be up out of that motherfucker in a month. I guarantee you, man. I guarantee you, man. Now they talking about shit they trade Draymond. And I believe it. They may open it up, because what the fuck is Draymond Green going to do anywhere else, bro? You blessed that you went to this organization, bro. You would have went anywhere else, you would have just been a regular, great defensive player. But nigga, you was never gonna be nobody's first option. You wasn't even a first option at Michigan State in college. So come on, man. Nobody's seen this from you. You definitely is a wonderful success story, because it's like, from what your game was at Michigan State to what you become is wonderful, but you ain't no fucking Kevin Durant. And now your organization, your team, like you were saying in the fucking thing, it's your team, you the star. They showed your ass right here and there who the fuck they care about. Now, if you look at what Kevin Durant has on, he has on a Redskins hat with a hoodie. I ain't never seen Kevin Durant up there with no Redskins shit on. You know why? Because he challenged that nigga. This is my house. This is my shit. So you know what? He had to put some shit on to let him know, this my shit, this what I'm telling you, it might be a reach, but I guarantee if you see it, Kevin Durant got on a red skin hat at his press conference. Come on now. Come on now. I know you're a big Redskin fan, but I'm just saying. You pop that out now? Nah. That ain't what it is. Hey, bruh gone. I'm sorry, but bruh gone. Draymond Green fucked that money up for him, man. He fucked that money up.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.